Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating 19 years of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. Karen, ladies and gentlemen, is one of two members of our Brain Trust that are truly original. In fact, she is officially now the longest standing member of our Brain Trust. She joined me for the first time the middle of the 12th day of December, 1997. Coming up, we'll soon have her 19th anniversary. We got her right out of high school, folks. She was just graduating from high school. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And as I've said for 19 years, nobody works harder. Pound for pound, nobody gets more work done for small business than Karen. She's our dear friend, Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here. 19 years, boy, time flies when you're having fun and doing great things together, right?
I know, and the SBE Council is just a little older than that, right?
Yeah, well, we're going on our 24th year, so yep. We've been around for, yeah, we're getting there, too.
And you started that in the ninth grade, didn't you?
I did. I was one of those prodigies, you know? anyway, saw the importance of small business and entrepreneurship before anyone did. But anyway,
yep.
It's great to be with you today, Jim.
Thank you for we couldn't imagine having our anniversary week without you, Karen. Thank you for making the time. So, okay, you're there inside or near the Beltway. Give us a little bit of a report on with your finger on the pulse of how things are going there. Anybody jumped off the bridge? Any bridges are out of you know the buildings aren't too tall there in Washington. You probably just break a leg, right?
That's right. Well, certainly there's shock, and people are still trying to get a handle of what happened, and, you know,
Were you surprised, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you that the election turned out like it did?
You know, Jim, I just wasn't surprised, only because I know that the narrative in the media was out there that Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
But all the data and the numbers that I saw in terms of voters wanting to move into a new direction, the number of, I mean, the sheer volume, 70% or more of people thought the country was on the wrong track. I mean, all those indicators that pretty much pointed to a change election were out there. So,
the thing that I liked about what happened, and I wasn't surprised either. I wasn't shocked. I was a little bit surprised because I wasn't sure how much Americans were paying attention to what's going on outside of their own little Facebook lives. And what we found out was that a majority of Americans, at least electorally speaking, said we want to take our country back.
Yeah, you know, and the election was supposed to be about, you know, a total upheaval of Congress, right? Democrats taking control of the Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, maybe, you know, the Democrats predicting they would be 15 to 20 seats. That didn't happen. And, just look at the election. It just seemed sort of energy that was around the Trump campaign. But again, Jim, I looked at all those type of things that, you know, you would typically look at, not necessarily sort of those, you know, media polls, but sort of the clamor for change.
Were you expecting it? Did you say to yourself, or did you say to other people, I think Trump may win today?
You know, I did, but I've been saying that since, he won the primary and the convention, but also
right.
When he first announced his presidency.
Let me tell you something. Know? The day he announced it 18 months ago, I watched the video. I watched it live, And I turned to my wife and I said, that could win the presidency. That message right there could win.
Right.
And I believed all along that it was possible because he was saying things that I think resonated with people, including small businesses.
Well, they did. And I think, you know, just, again, the idea of change, people wanted a strong leader. They didn't feel like the country was moving in the right direction again. Like 70% said wrong direction versus
yep.
right direction.
Yep.
And was Hillary Clinton going to do? Was she going to make those changes that would really upend Washington?
So really,
and do the
so
things
really,
that needed to get done.
So Hillary had her own baggage and Trump and Obama's baggage to fight off, didn't she?
That's right. Double baggage,
I guess. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. SBEcouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. SBEcouncil.org. That's Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. I'm going to ask Karen what she thinks small business owners can look forward to coming up in the next year or so under the new administration. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.